Father, we welcome your presence because in your presence we are safe, we are secure. Lord, in your presence we find life, we find healing, we find restoration in Jesus. In your presence we find that we are fully loved, we are fully cared for, we are fully accepted. In your presence, Lord, we find that there's freedom and that we truly have nothing to earn because you have already poured out your love perfectly to us in Jesus. And so this morning, we welcome your presence. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to come in this place. You are everywhere present, but we welcome you to come in a special way here, to turn our affection and the gaze of our hearts to Jesus, to surrender our will to the will of the Father this morning, and to pour out the love of the Father this morning upon us. Father, we are desperate for you. We are in need of you each day, and we come acknowledging you on this first day of the week, this day set apart as holy to you, where we gather together, we come desperately to you together. You are the one that we need, and you are the only one who satisfies. So we come. Father, it's with expectation, not with any of our agenda, but it's with expectation that when you are in our midst, that you will meet us. And so we say, have your way in this place. Have your way in our lives. We surrender. We thank you for your love. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our awesome Creator and Heavenly Father. As we spend time worshiping, may we just hold in balance the greatness that our God is and all that He encompasses, right? So we know God as our Father and as our friend if we have that relationship with Him, right? But at the same time, He is the Creator of the universe. He is sovereign and holy and mighty. So may we just acknowledge His transcendence and His immanence both at the same time this morning. So entering in with our eyes just fixed on Him and Him alone, because He is deserving of that praise and that glory, while also just waiting in expectation to experience His loving presence this morning and to receive the grace that He has to give us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the
precious Heavenly Father, God, we just lift up our praises to you this morning, Lord, for you are good. You are a good Father who cares for the orphans, Lord, who accepts us into your family, God, only by your grace, not by anything that we are able to do, God, but just simply because you offer a relationship to us, Lord. We thank you for that because we know that we are undeserving on our own, God. We give you all the glory for that, all of the praise. And so, Jesus, we just wait in expectation on your presence now, Lord. As we have praised you, God, as we have lifted up our voices to you, may we now just wait and receive your blessings, your grace, your presence, God, so that we may be drawn ever closer to you, Lord, that we may know you more, that we may be more like you, God, and that we may just share your love and your light with all those that we encounter today and tomorrow, and just as we are going through the lives that you have blessed us with. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Change.
can wait. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, come now and breathe upon our hearts. Come now and have your way. 'Cause when you speak and when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see. What do we seek when you come in the room? When you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see. What do we see? You're changing everything. And when you move, you move all our fears. And when you move us to tears. And when you move all our fears. And when you move us to tears. And when you fall, changes what we see. What do we see when you come in the room? When you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see. And what do we see? It's when you speak and when you move and when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see. And what do we seek when you come in the room? When you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see. What do we see? You're changing everything. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word.
And so, Spirit of the living God, we are grateful for your presence with us. We're thankful for the way that you change us and transform us in your presence. We're thankful, Father, for the gift of your word that you use to change us and transform us. And I pray as we would look into your word together here in the sanctuary and for the children in Children's Church, that you would change us, that you would transform us. That what we see and what we seek would be changed, away from the pattern of this world and according to the ways of God and your will, Father. So, Spirit of the living God, as you are present with us, would you now open the eyes of our hearts and give us ears to hear and eyes to see what you would have to say to us through your word. We love you. We love your presence. We're grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.